This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. In today's Taraweeh prayer, we are reciting from Surah Ali Imran, or concluding Surah Ali Imran in our recitation. And this final passage of this surah is an amazing passage. I would urge each and every single one of you, when you go home today or tomorrow, to take out just a few minutes and to go through those last few verses of Surah Ali Imran and what they mean, their translation, and if you can, their tafsir. And what is collected by Imam al-Bayhaqi in his Sunan on the authority of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one night he said to me, "O Aisha, tonight don't disturb me. Leave me to worship my Lord." She replied, "O Messenger of Allah, I love that which you love." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to pray. And Aisha describes his prayer. And so he prays sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as he's reciting in his salah, she says he begins to cry, and he cries throughout his recitation, and then he goes into ruku' and he continues to cry, and he goes into sujood and he continues to cry, and he cries so much that the ground that he is prostrating upon becomes moist with his tears, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he continues that whole night in that way until it's nearly the time for Fajr. So Bilal radiallahu anhu comes to alert him, to call him out to come and lead the salah. And he sees the state that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in, that he spent the whole night in salah crying. So he said, "O Messenger of Allah, do you do this when Allah azza wa jalla has forgiven for you your sins, past and future?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be a grateful and thankful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Verses this evening or this night were revealed upon me. Waydun liman qara'aha wa lam yatadabbarha. Woe to the one who recites these verses and he doesn't reflect over them." And he began to recite this final passage of Surah Ali Imran. Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la'ayatin li'uli al-albab. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs for a people of understanding. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. Those who remember their Lord Allah whilst they stand and whilst they sit and as they lie upon their sides, they remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in all of those different states. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder and reflect upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, and that leads them to make a dua. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you didn't create any of this in jest, in mockery, in play. None of this, except that it is a serious issue. Subhanaka faqina azab an-nar. So glory be to you, O Allah, save us from the punishment of the fire. And the verses continue until the end of the surah. This is an amazing passage of the Quran because it contains many lessons. But what I want to bring to your attention just for a minute or two is one of the du'as that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions here that the believers make as they remember Allah, as they reflect upon the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal in His universe, in His creation, and also the signs that they find within the Quran, within His revelation. There are signs in creation, there are signs in revelation. They ponder over both of those signs, the believers. And as they remember Allah, and that remembrance of Allah, and that remembrance of the power of Allah, His majesty and His supremacy, it makes them make dua, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, in a sense of humility and humbleness, in a sense of need and poverty. They turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. From the du'as that they make is that they acknowledge one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a blessing that me and you and many of us, we take for granted too often. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنَامِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. They say, "Oh, our Lord, we heard the caller calling towards Iman, telling us to believe, telling us to accept Iman, telling us to believe in Tawheed and La ilaha illallah. So we believed, O Allah. We accepted that caller's message." That caller, according to the vast majority of the scholars of tafsir, it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them said the caller is the Quran. And both of them are very similar in meaning. The Quran, the Sunnah, it calls you to remember what is the most important thing, what is the most precious thing. The only reason why you're enjoying the month of Ramadan in the way that you're enjoying it, spending its days in fasting, its nights in prayer, its days in dua and recitation of the Quran, its evenings and other forms and acts of worship, is because you responded to that call. It is that call that will allow, inshallah ta'ala, me and you, and all who make that call and believe in it, to enter into Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. No one will enter into Jannah unless they believe firmly from their heart in that statement of La ilaha illallah. That is the precious nature of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting the tawheed of Allah azza wa jal. If you want Jannah and you want to enter into Jannah, the most important thing that you can do for yourselves and for your families is to ensure that you understand this concept of tawheed, that you make sure that you are as far from shirk as possible in all of its different forms, major and minor, because too much ignorance exists within our communities, within our cultures, within our backgrounds, where people intentionally or unintentionally, they fall into different acts of shirk and kufr. And we don't say that those people are necessarily outside of the fold of Islam, but they're in a dangerous situation for doing something which is a form of act, or an act of shirk or an act of kufr. And we have many examples. I don't need to go through those examples within many of our home countries, many of our communities, even here in the UK. The issue of Tawheed is so important for us to understand, and it's something that we neglect. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in the Quran, he makes a number of du'as, and Allah azza wa jal mentions to us in the story of Ibrahim the du'as that he makes, because his du'as are amazing. They tell you the priority and the focus that the believer should have. And one of the priorities and focuses of Ibrahim alayhi salam in his du'as is often that he makes du'as for his children, for his offspring, for his progeny. And one of the du'as that he makes for them is that he wants them to be from the believers. He asks Allah azza wa jal to make them from those people that pray, from those people that establish his religion, for those people that will accept Islam and be upon tawheed. And that's what Allah azza wa jal mentions in the story of Yaqub, that when he's on his deathbed, he says to his children, who are you going to worship when I die? After me, when I leave, who will you worship? This is his final advice, or one of his final pieces of advice to his children. It's not something that we often ask our children. It's not something that we often spend time drilling into our children. This issue of tawheed, we take it for granted. We were born Muslims, so we'll die Muslims. Or we've accepted Islam, so we'll die as Muslims. Just something that we think that will happen. But the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that especially towards the end of time, that there will be a time when a person awakes as a believer and by the evening they're a disbeliever. Or at night there will be a believer and by the morning they're a disbeliever. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us safe from that. So one of the most important things that you can work upon in this month of Ramadan and outside of this month of Ramadan, as you connect yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal and to the Quran and to the Sunnah and to these amazing acts of worship for yourself and then for your family and your children, is to understand and fully comprehend this aspect of Tawheed. And there are many different lessons, many different resources that are available. But this is something which I just wanted you to pay attention to, because it's often something that we neglect. We focus on many different things, and sometimes from the traps of Shaitan is that he makes us neglect and forget what is the most important and fundamental thing. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us life upon Iman and death upon Iman. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.